USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Military leaders under the Biden administration were caught off guard when the Taliban overran Afghanistan in 11 days. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on Wednesday.
The time frame of a rapid collapse, that was widely estimated and ranged from weeks to months and even years following our departure. There was nothing that I or anyone else saw that indicated a collapse of this army and this government in 11 days.
Milley also pledged to evacuate Afghans who have supported the U.S. military. President Trump weighs in on Newsmax TV Wednesday.
Well, it's inconceivable that anybody could be so incompetent, stupid, use any word you want to use, to imagine that you take out your military before you take out your U.S. citizens and civilians and others that maybe helped us.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Speaking only to media ally ABC News on Wednesday, President Biden said U.S. troops may stay past the 31 August deadline to evacuate all Americans and allies from Afghanistan.
We're going to do everything in our power to get all Americans out and our allies out. Depends on where we are and whether we can get ramp these numbers up to 5,000 to 7,000 a day coming out. If that's the case, they'll all be out.
A President Obama-appointed federal judge in Alaska ruled against an oil drilling project in the state, arguing that the Interior Department did not adequately measure the true environmental impact of the project. In her opinion, Judge Sharon Gleason of the U.S. District Court of the District of Alaska argued that the Bureau excluded levels of greenhouse gas emissions in its environmental impact. The ConocoPhillips Willow Project was granted approval under President Trump and was backed by the Biden administration. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden, speaking to media ally ABC News on Wednesday, says the intelligence community let him down on assessing the Afghan withdrawal.
I think there was no consensus. You go back and look at the intelligence reports. They said that it was more likely to be sometime by the end of the year.
Former CIA station chief Dan Hoffman on Fox News gives his assessment.
Well, I think there was just a willful decision to ignore the facts on the ground. President Trump negotiated the Doha peace agreement with the Taliban going back to February of 2020. Two key components of that were that the Taliban would promise to sever their ties with al-Qaeda, which they did not, and to start a real intra-Afghan dialogue in earnest, designed to bring some reconciliation and a new government in Afghanistan. Neither of those things happened. And I think President Biden was just focused on removing our troops, no matter the consequences. He mischaracterized this as an endless war. Let's remember, we have troops in South Korea deployed there as a tripwire. If they weren't there, I have no doubt that Kim Jong-un and North Korea would likely attack South Korea. In this case, we had a stabilization force of just under 3,000 troops, 6,000 of our NATO partners, as well as about 18,000 contractors keeping that air capability that was so important to deterring the Taliban. And for that, we were able to keep our nation safe.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.